President tonight addresses the nation and begins to announce how the U.S. will draw down its troop force in Afghanistan. Joining us live to talk more about it is Chuck Pena, senior fellow at the Independent Institute. Chuck, good morning. Good to have you with us again.
Good morning. Thank you.
Anywhere from 10 to 30,000 U.S. Troops could be moved back and out of Afghanistan. What's your sense about that decision?
Well, I mean, the president is, trying to make good on his promise that he would begin withdrawal from Afghanistan this summer, after he initiated the surge. But I think the real question isn't, whether it's 10,000 or 30,000, but when are they all coming home? Because the Taliban represents a threat to the government in Kabul, but not to the United States. What's left of Al-Qaeda Central is really in Pakistan. And by the way, we did get Osama bin Laden after nearly 10 years of trying. And while it would be nice to have a stable and democratic government in Afghanistan, the only real requirement from a security perspective is that the government not actively harbor or support terrorists. And quite honestly, it would actually be cheaper for it to bring everybody home and just let the government in Afghanistan know that if it reverts back to form, we'll be back. I mean, it costs us a lot of money to stay in Afghanistan.
It sounds like the president is trying to do an effort here to please as many people as possible. He's trying to give the military two more fighting seasons, yet at the same time bring home enough troops that it will satisfy those who are weary of this 10-year war.
Well, I mean, we live here in Washington. You can't dismiss politics. We've got an election cycle coming up, and this war is becoming unpopular with the American public. The poll numbers show that most Americans would like to see all the troops come home as soon as possible. Given the state of the economy, Afghanistan becomes a political liability for the president.
Didn't the vice president himself actually argue for larger numbers to be returned to the United States and for the U.S. to use a different approach over there in the way of dealing with the potential for terrorists to reorganize?
Well, Vice President Biden has been the voice calling for different types of strategies and approaches to Afghanistan. He was not enamored with the idea of the surge when that was proposed and approved, but President Obama has been deferring to the military and their decisions, and the military believes that they need to keep more troops in Afghanistan and that they can eventually win. I think we have to remember that the military force is simply a means to a political end, and the question is what is the political end and strategic objective in Afghanistan? And I would argue 10 years out now that we have realized them for the most part. We went in there because of 9/11. We went after bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. We wanted to make sure that the Taliban wasn't in power to shelter bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. We've largely accomplished that. It's not perfect there. The Karzai government is certainly less than perfect. Mm-hmm. But now this is becoming much more of a democratic nation-building exercise and less about protecting America from terrorists.
Chuck, we appreciate your perspective. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
Chuck Pena, senior fellow at the Independent Institute.